I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Scientists warn that more than half a century of groundwater pumping from the High Plains Aquifer, known as the Ogallala Aquifer, has led to long segments of rivers drying up. Colorado State University professor Kurt Fausch led the team, which combined modeling from past and future to assess changes in Great Plains streams.
From 1950 to 2010, we lost a total of 350 miles of streams in this area, and projecting forward to 2060, we project to lose another 180 miles of streams and small rivers in that region. Most of these wells were drilled in the 1960s up through the 1980s, and so that was a big boom of groundwater pumping. Clearly, this area produces a very large amount of agriculture and awful lot of the grain. We estimate the whole Ogallala Aquifer provides about maybe a sixth of the world's grain supply. We're all trying to think about balancing is how do we grow that much food and yet try to keep some of the rivers that we have in the landscape.
Scientists say farmers in the area are hoping to conserve enough water for future generations. Fausch says while no easy solution exists, use of well meters and new technology does allow farmers to optimize the amount of water they do use. Even if all the pumping stopped tomorrow, he says it would take about 100 years for the aquifer to refill. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.